Okay, I want to go deep on why does it hurt the person that's not educating the seller, right? So let's say you're a wholesaler or an agent, and you're just trying to get the listing, you're just trying to get the profit, understandable, which some error, we all get in the jam.
Yep.
This is how not educating the seller hurts you. It's because you limit your own exit strategies and your own profit potential, yep. Right? So let's say that you're going to pitch a creative finance, a seller finance, a sub two, a low cash offer. Like if, let's say you only say, hey, my only strategy here is a low cash offer because this is what I'm going to make. I'm going to make 100 grand and the man doesn't know what it's worth. Ha, damn.
I got him.
That strategy sucks, right? You're going to make a lot of profit, but that strategy sucks for one. Two, if you say, look, sir, here's what it's worth retail. It's worth 100 grand. If I'm going to give you cash out of my family's bank account and then now my kids don't have that money, I'm going to give you like 50,000, maybe 55,000. And then I'm going to try to sell it for like 80 or 90. So that way I can make me like 10 or 20 grand. And then the seller's like, man, I just really need the 100. That's the last money I've ever saved in my life. I need this to pay at least the bills I have. And then I could live for the rest of my life and I'm happy. Oh, damn, you should have told me that. I'll give you the 10,000 tomorrow. And now you'll make $1,000 a month for the rest of your life. And then if you die, I hope you never die, but when you die, if you die, you give it to your kids and now they make $1,000 for the next 27 years. And then he's like, yeah, that sounds amazing. And then now with that deal, you have a crazy cash flow, crazy upside, badass note. You gave the seller everything he needed.
Everything
but
he
since
wanted.
You were uneducated and you failed to educate him, you took a hit and he took a hit. You just did a major disservice.
Yep, 100%. And this is one of the things that you have to, while you're building rapport and having that conversation, you need to understand what their goals are. Agents are terrible at this. Terrible at this.
We love agents.
They're terrible at this. They don't understand all the options that a seller has.
The only way they know how to get listings is by overpricing stuff, and then they got to drop forever.
And they think that only cash buyers are going to pay and people with financing.
Somebody's going to come from California or Dubai and pay double.
Or a 1031 buyer. I have a 1031 buyer interested in this property.
Me too.
He's going to come in cash and close in a week.
This guy from California says he's going to sell his $3 million house. He's going to be here no less than 29 days, and then he's going to look at it.
Yeah.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
We'll buy it tomorrow. Or we'll try.
So, and this is, I really want to dig into that fact that if you understand why the seller needs to sell, and you extract that during your rapport building, you can create a win-win solution that we're not...
And a better deal than you would have got by lying.
And a better deal than... Exactly. And you can sleep at night.
Yeah.
You can sleep at
good.
Night.
Real good.
Knowing you didn't...
Nobody got screwed over. The dude got more than he was thinking. You fixed the legal problem with the ex-aunt. You know, in Mexico, like, man, damn, everybody wins. You win. They win better. More money. Like, oh, damn. The best possible scenario here was also the most profitable. You don't say.
Yeah. You want to do an example on this one? We want to do the one where the lady deeded the property over. I don't know if you told the story, but I mean, this is a good opportunity. For
Which one is it?
The lady deeded over the property. She just wanted $10,000 and then you just sold it at a loss.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, the lady had a wrench. She needed to get rid of it. It needed a lot of cleanup, barbed wire in the grass, vehicles. It was a mess. It was a real mess. Nobody took care of it. It was going to be like $20,000.
She was out of the country, right?
Out of the country. It was going to be like $20,000 to cut the grass on 46 acres. It was bad. And of course, pick up the barbed wire, all this crap. So I was like, listen, ma'am, I'm not buying it for that. I don't trust the market right now. I don't know what we're going to do. Let me think about it. And then I just said, hey, look, wait a minute. How much do you need to put in your pocket right now so that you're square for a long time? She's like, if I just had $10,000 right now, I'm good forever. I gave her $10,000. She deeded me over the property, and then we brought in a buyer. Boom, 80 grand. Oh, damn. That was amazing.
And people want to buy cash.
Yeah, yeah. They bought it cash, and we closed super, super fast. I was like, damn, I didn't know what was going to happen. So instead of me promising all these empty promises, like I'm going to buy it in 3 months or 6 months, I need to do diligence. Like, hey, can we help each other? I don't know. How much money do you actually need? 10 grand. Boom, 10 grand. Happiest person that ever lived. I was able to give her money super, super fast. Boom, we both did good. And then we did so well, 80-ish grand. We're going to give her a note. Tell them about that.
So We believe in good karma. If you watch our videos,
maybe karma, because karma has like some kind of like religious, non-religious connotation. But I think everybody generally knows what it means, like the general population, what we refer to as karma. Again, I'm religious, so karma is not a thing in my religion. But it's like the good, whatever you put in, and something comes back.
Yeah. So that lady, that was one of our early deals where it helped us kickstart what we have now, what we're doing now.
And now things are getting so beautiful, it's crazy.
We consider her an early investor.
Yes, she gets.
So what do you do with early investors?
They get returns.
They get returns.
That's so cool, because like she was like, she texts us and she was like, hey, what's my balance or whatever, because we're giving her some money plus more money. And I was like, I think we owe you $3,000 or whatever. She was like, I think it's $3,000 or whatever. And I'm like, I think it's like $2,000. I was like, but we're actually gonna give you a note and you're gonna make like $500 or $600 for until you die. What? She thought it was a typo. Well, we're just going to give her a note, you know, like, damn, you helped us come up, and now we can just give you a free-ass note, and then here, like, hold on to this until you die, okay? And then we don't want it back when she dies, like, give it to your kids, and then she has a grandbaby, she's super happy with her grandbaby. So it's like, what?
We literally... So some of your early investors might be your sellers. Man. Because they help kickstart your career to what you're doing now. And
when you're coming up, when you're a wholesaler, you really need the money really, really bad. You're spending tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands in marketing dollars, tires, bandit signs, getting
still
tickets.
Pay your rent.
Getting tickets for bandit signs, getting thrown out by your significant other. So, yeah, you need to make $10,000 or $20,000, $50,000, whatever it is. They know the game. Like, hey, I'll help you sell it fast, but I want to get paid too. But, yeah, if things aren't going good for you someday, like, man, help those people too if they really needed it. If they really needed it, just help them too. What does it cost us? Let's say we buy a ranch, right? And we make 180 notes. 243 acres, 180 notes. And we give away one. are we going to have to turn the lights off?
I think we'll be all right.
Things will be fine. Someday, it'll happen. So that's what we're talking about, man. It's not about, like, we're all running for-profit businesses and corporations, but if you do really well on a deal, and then you do really well on a lot of deals in a row, and then there's a lot more in the pipeline, like $100 million worth, then if you can afford to give back, man. It really is. It's part of the solution. It's part of the growth solution.
So we have another story with this, too. So our first big subdivide we did was over 100 acres. That seller, we got 2-year timeline to sell the property. We sold it in 9 months. He came back to us and he's like, "I need you to sell this other. I need you to buy this other property."
I tried to get out of it.
He's like, "I don't like this deal. I don't like this deal." He's like, "No, you can handle it."
I was like, "Hey, my investor said he's out too. It's okay. You can do it." I'm like, no, I've never done this without my mentor. So I'm out, bro. I appreciate it though. He's like, no, you can, you're gonna do it. You can do it. Yep. Mm-hmm. You're gonna, you can do 0.5% earnest money. 0.5% earnest money. It's gonna take me a year. That's fine. Don't worry about it.
Too.
That's totally fine. That's fine. Don't worry about it. Yep. That's fine. 0.5% down, and then 12 months close. Man, dude. Honestly, if things don't go right, it's gonna take 2 years. It's gonna take 2 years. Yeah. Send the contract for 1 year, and then if it's going to 2 years, then you send me another extension, and then we'll just close in 2 years. Why? Why, sir? Now I'm trying to sell him on why.
I don't know if people ever have sellers sell them on buying a property.
You're going to do it. Like, no, I'm not. Nope, for sure not. Yeah. You're all good. You're going to do it. Okay. First time for everything, I guess.
I think that's been our biggest contract to date. $4.5 million.
No, is it?
That's our biggest contract. On the buy side.
Okay. On the buy side.
On the buy side. Biggest contract to date, and the dude's like, you have to sign it.
Oh yeah, that was the biggest one at that time.
At that time, yeah.
Okay, all right, yeah. Biggest contract signed up. Yeah, dude. And then So there's somebody trying to help us market it, right? We have a broker, Michael Suarez, Krista. They're doing really good. We hired a broker. They know, and we're all like moving the deal. And I forgot where I was going with that.
Oh, let's just There's a lot of good things, and I think educating the seller on what needs to be done, what their needs are.
Help the seller. It always helps you. Say, sir, look, if you need, do you have something? Is your barn on fire right now? Is a barn on fire? Like, are you calling the ambulance and the fire truck? No.
Did you lose all your cows?
No. Are you having a divorce? Are you leaving the country? No, that's ridiculous. I've been living here my whole life. Why do you need $3 million? I don't need it, but I know what my property's worth. Yeah, I know. It's worth $3 million. That's all you're concerned with, right? You're going to get the whole $3 million. Yes. Okay. Oh, damn. Okay. So as long as I can give you $3 full million, let's say it takes me like 3 months or 6 months or a year to give it to you. Would that be okay? I don't know. What do you mean? I'll give you $100,000, $200,000 down, and then we'll give you the rest like in 3 months or 6 months or in a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, whatever you want. Yeah, bam, done. So like he doesn't need a discount. He doesn't need to be slapped in the face with like, hey, I know it's worth $3 million, but I'm giving you $1.5 million. Like, man, I'm not a dummy. I'd rather just die with it than just give it to you, you yuppie. Yeah. So help him out, educate him, say here's how I can give you more than you were thinking. You know, you wanted $3 million, I'll give you $3.5 million. But here's how I got to do it. And then he's like, yeah, that sounds good, actually. Oh, damn. He said yes. Lock it up.
That's it. No, man. Do good with good people. Educate them. And you might get a better deal than you ever could think you'd get.
Mm-hmm. Better deal than you wanted by being honest and doing the right thing.
Yep.